Welcome to the Williams Meekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
She's neat. She and her children are into horses quite a bit.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Where are you calling in from? This is Miss Williams. I'm on Vashon Island. We have Monty. It's down by Olympia. Does Olympia go on both sides of the freeway, Monty?
Yeah, actually, we're about 10 miles south of Tumwater, towards Centralia Chehalis, but our address is still Olympia.
Oh.
It's kind of crazy. But yes, it does go both sides of the freeway.
We were down at Elizabeth's for Memorial Day and had a nice gathering down there, and then we didn't want to get on I-5 to try to get home because it's always like a parking lot and when at the end of a holiday. And so we followed these people home clear from down there in late, whatever, there in, what town? They have some kind of other name. I can't remember what it was. South of Olympia. And so we went across the freeway, and then we went all the way. I'm sure we must have made at least 25 turns on the way back up, and we ended up at Lewis and the Air Force Base, McCord.
Oh,
yeah. Good morning, good morning. It was amazing, and it was really a nice drive. It was beautiful. Went through the trees, we went through the neighborhoods, we went through everywhere. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Was that Margaret?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning to you and Monty. And everybody else.
Good morning, Margaret.
And it's Nancy and Houston.
Good morning. Good morning, Nancy. How are things going down there in Texas?
Well, fine. Except we have a friend with esophageal cancer, so we've been spending a lot of time helping him with natural methods to do, along with his chemo. If you all have any testimonies of anyone in that category,
someone who really overcame esophageal cancer.
Uh-huh.
Before you say that, I'll have to try to remember who that was. Maybe somebody on the call will know.
Okay.
And I don't know. I talked with a guy with Connie last night. And he had went through all the chemo to get rid of his problem. Now his bones don't produce red blood cells anymore since he had all that chemo. He's still taking chemo.
Mm.
So he can't win. So good morning, everybody. Who else is on the call? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ruth. This is Karen.
Good morning, Karen Eastwood.
How are you?
From Cleveland, Washington, up in the mountains.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's time for us to get started with our Help Style call. Our mission is to teach and support the practice of Help Style choices and keeping our body and mind fit. And this is really been a mission for quite a number of years for quite a few of us, and started in the realization that there were just more and more buildings popping up everywhere to support more and more disease, and especially with children. I don't know if it's especially with children, but including with children and all the epidemics of everything that was around, and our desire to help people to be able to avoid the strikes of these chronic epidemics, as it says on our screen. Heart disease being epidemic, and hypertension and stroke epidemic, diabetes epidemic, and inflammatory diseases. Now it's been discovered that the basis for all these diseases is inflammation. And so what our goal on the call is to help people to avoid inflammation. And so including cancer, did I skip a page here? No. And so one of the things that causes that inflammation is all the toxins. There are medical and medicinal toxins that lead to painful all these diseases. toxic agents such as mercury, aluminum, and fluoride, and nicotine patches, and all these kinds lead to some of the problems of inflammation. We're going to talk about a certain one today, and we're going to talk about a certain product that will help us to be strong against all these toxins particularly. So, and then we've talked about many, many times the health sealers in our water. That's where we get a lot of our toxins. Toxins in our air. We're going to have a little water help in here with our waterfall picture and our water bottle, so that wherever we go, we don't have to drink up toxins, which are really poisons, from our water or in our shower. I have to carry our shower head with us. So then we frequently talk about the toxins in our food, another place where we want to avoid toxins. And that will be the area we're going to be talking about today. We have talked to quite a bit about the MSG and the glutamate, how it's disguised in our food. Today, eating this could turn your gut into a living pesticide factory. That's what Dr. McCullough said. And it's a toxin that's now found in many people's blood. Where does it come from? The BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, maybe. In 93% of pregnant women tested, 80% of the umbilical cord in their babies, and 67% of non-pregnant women. Well, if it's in the women's blood, it's undoubtedly in the men's blood, too. They just didn't get tested. And what is it? Genetically engineered corn is present in the vast majority of all processed foods and drinks in the form of high fructose corn syrup. The BT bacteria crops play a role in the rise of health problems such as gastrointestinal problems, autoimmune diseases, food allergies, and childhood learning disorders. So is there any question about why so many people are becoming diseased and children having learning disorders and all kinds of things with all this, particularly the high fructose corn syrup? The shocking results raise the frightening possibility that eating BT corn might actually turn your intestinal flora into a sort of living pesticide factory, essentially manufacturing the Bacillus thuringiensis from within your own digestive system on a continuing basis. Isn't that exciting? And is government doing anything to stop it? If we think government's supposed to help us, the only way I can see we can really make a change so that all of our plants aren't turning into genetically modified plants is to refuse to purchase them. And so the way to do that is to, of course, educate people. I'm pausing for comments. Anybody read anything much of anything about this? Want to say anything?
Well, I just know it's becoming more prevalent in everything, and it's too doggone bad. But what we got to do is follow the money.
That's right. Follow the money. So, and a little bit of politics. So this is a short list. This is a shock to me. This is just a short list. So you should avoid all of these, of course. I guess I'll read them so that you people who are not on the WebEx can see what we're reading. Soy, corn, and then I put up there the corn syrup, cottonseed, that's used in vegetable cooking oils, canola oil, sugar from sugar beets, sugar from sugar cane is also on another list, Hawaiian papaya, some varieties of zucchini, and crooked neck squash. Well, it's certainly easy enough to grow your own. I mean, you could grow a zucchini probably in a pot in your living room. Those things are so productive. So, as of late last year, this also includes sweet corn, as Monsanto introduced a brand of new genetically engineered sweet corn called Seminis, which contains not just one but two types of BT toxin, plus the Roundup Ready gene for weed control. Make you wonder what you're eating. So besides containing the insecticide, the toxic Roundup herbicide will also accumulate in the kernels. Do you like to have some hot corn? For a helpful, straightforward guide to non-GMO, see the non-GMO shopping guide. And I've got that on here so you can look it up. I'll tell you, the only corn seed I can find to buy, well, actually, I'm looking for heirloom so that it can reproduce itself, because we've got to have something besides this kind of corn if we want to always have corn, and that is the bantam, sweet bantam corn. Okay, so a non-GMO shopping guide is created by the Institute for Responsible Technology. And so that's underlined, and so I think you can click on that or go and look it up. Change the slide. So how to avoid it. First, buy only certified 100% organic. They're not allowed to have genetically modified foods in there. So I kind of made a little bit of a list. Well, one of the things, corn syrup, and under corn you have corn syrup and popcorn. So everybody loves popcorn, but you can buy organic popcorn, as I have.
Where did you get it?
I don't remember. I'm sure it was at a health food store, or maybe here on Vashon. Vashon is very conscious all over the whole island. I mean, people are up in arms about this. But look at a health food store, a PCC, or a, what are these, what's that big, has lots of food and something to eat while you're there. Anyway, there are different ones all over the country. Well, not all over the country. I think Washington has a lot more than some states. And some type of places we go, we can hardly find a place that has food that, or a restaurant that you can even eat at. But some places have a lot of health food type stores where you can buy organic popcorn and things that are gluten-free, etc. Soybean is genetically modified to be resistant to herbicides. I'm not sure if that's correct, but I think I copied and pasted it. Soy foods, including soy beverages, tofu, soy oil, soy flour, and lecithin. So you have to be sure your lecithin is not going to be genetically modified. That would not be good. Other products may include bread, pastry, snack food, baked goods, fried products, edible oils, and special purpose foods. You just can't really buy anything in a package without very carefully reading it and finding organic somewhere on the package. Even with organic, they've somehow gotten around being able to, it needs to really say that the different foods, especially soy or corn, are not genetically modified. Okay, so some sites on here are where you can get organic things. In Seattle, Tiny's Organic CSA. I've never even heard of them before. They do home delivery from Tiny's. It's Tiny's, T-I-N-Y-S, capital O on organic.com. Then there's a Lose Belly Fat Naturally. There's one that comes along with talking about the fact that the fat in our body is where we where these toxins reside primarily. And so three sneaky hormones that are making you fat and how to stop them. And that is www.realdose.com, weight loss. I'm not sure what kind of place that's going. Are you eating GMO foods is a site. And Whole Foods, that's the one I think I was thinking of, where you can go to the Whole Foods store. And they have coupons. There's a www.disabled, which is D as in dog, ISABLED-world.com. And that's got things about genetically modified foods. Okay, here's a nice picture for you. Eating this could turn your gut into a living pesticide that's got a ear of corn with a hypodermic stuck into it. A new generation of insect larvae is eating the roots of genetically engineered corn intended to be resistant to such pests. So it already doesn't work very well. The failure of Monsanto's genetically modified BT corn could be the most serious threat ever to be to a genetically modified crop in the U.S. And so when in 2007, then-presidential candidate Obama promised to immediately require GM labeling if elected. However, that hasn't happened yet. You better hurry up. So I guess, anyway, that wasn't something that was kept. Comments? Okay, now we're going to talk about another way to help your liver. Keep your liver healthy. So what is our liver doing in there? Our liver is in there trying to get all the toxins out of our body and out of our, so that we won't become ill from all the toxins. So first thing, of course, is to avoid those toxins. So what are the symptoms of liver disease? The classic symptoms of liver disease include nausea, vomiting, and the upper right quadrant of your body, of your torso is where your liver is, and then that would be where you would have some pain there. So right on underneath your rib cage, kind of there on the right-hand upper side. And this is not the same as cirrhosis that we're talking about right now. I think cirrhosis has some of these, or maybe all of these, I don't know, but there's a whole, another whole list for cirrhosis, and so I didn't cover that. Another symptom of liver disease is jaundice, a yellow discoloration of the thin skin. Also, if your eyes used to be really very clear and white and then more yellow, then maybe you should check and be sure that you're drinking enough water and that you don't have too much toxin in your liver, or maybe it's being sluggish. Fatigue, weakness, and weight loss may also occur. There are a variety of liver diseases, and so it might be different, but just at the first, you don't want to wait until you have all these to be able to do something about it. So anytime you're just sort of feel weak or you don't feel well, and especially if you feel any pain over there on the right side, you need to drink a whole lot of water and start doing something to support your liver. And also gallstones are related, upper abdominal pain and vomiting after eating a greasy, fatty meal. So if somebody thinks they have gallstones, the first thing you're asking is, what did you just eat? And if they talk about something that was high in fat, then that's probably a gallbladder problem. And if your gallbladder becomes infected, then a fever may occur. So on the screen again, we have avoiding toxins, support liver health, and so forth. Well, but we have something to do this, help with it. Eating this, which is liver support, can turn your liver to become more efficient in protecting your body. Because our Nican liver supports the liver's detoxification action. So we should eat at least some of these at least 1 week out of the month, just for maintenance. But sounds like sort of like having an oil change. So it also assists in our metabolism. It has a high bioavailability for better absorption. It's rich in flavonoids, kind of go along with vitamin C. High-yield blend of an enhanced formulation, and then, of course, it's gluten-free. And it's made with artichoke is a part of it, the artichoke bud, and the root of the sarsaparilla plant. And apparently a lot of companies who are making liver support must use the leaf extract, but Nican is using the artichoke component is made from the entire bud instead of the leaf extract, as in other supplements. That's right. This is right from Nican's literature. It provides the optimal level of ingredients that show to have beneficial effects on liver health. And we have to have a healthy liver to really be healthy. Does anybody have experience with that you have had and been able to tell a difference when you have liver support, or maybe when you've been taking it that you didn't?
Ruth, there's been a few times when I really didn't know that there was something wrong with my liver, but I would be itching a lot. Mm-hmm. And Cynthia would say, well, Mom, that's your liver. It's not cleaned out. And so I would start taking the liver support, and you take three of them in the morning before you eat anything. And, boy, it did take away this itching that I had. So
really?
That's my only experience.
Wow, that's a pretty definite one. You know, I haven't been that careful about taking mine before I started eating, and that's a good reason to have you on and have you tell me that.
Yeah, me too. I like that reminder.
Oh. I've noticed that my eyes were not as the whites of my eyes used to be just practically blue. They were so white, and so I started really taking the liver support, and I thought that helped quite a bit. But maybe it'll help even more if I take it right. I'm not
yes.
always good about reading the labels. I have a problem with the toxin from the nightshade family. And it's not the plants, I don't think, that affect us. It's that they produce a toxin, and our body produces a toxin in reaction to them. And so when I take this liver support, and I cut back on the nightshades, which are potatoes, tomatoes, bell peppers, and eggplant. And tomatoes are like one of my favorite foods. And I grew up eating a lot of tomatoes and very many potatoes for every meal when you grow up on a farm. And so that's why I have the toxin reaction. But I can eat the tomatoes, but if I noticed that when I did eat the liver support for quite a long time, I quit having any reaction to the tomatoes anymore. I still only eat potatoes no more than once a week, if I even, it's more like really once a month. But the liver support has really, I feel like, really helped with that. Just clean out that toxin, I guess. Anyone else? Everybody needs to take it sometimes. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about.
And yeah. Ruth, I want to tell you, I went and I don't know why they were doing some blood work on me, and they were convinced something was wrong with my liver, and they came back and they said, boy, your liver's in great condition. And I know that was after I'd been taking this liver support for a while.
Oh. Well, that's very good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably hadn't been drinking any alcohol for quite some time either.
What was so, that?
You must have heard me. I said you probably hadn't been drinking any alcohol for quite some time either.
I bet I haven't. Kind of swore off of that.
At birth. Okay. We have talked quite a bit about the greenzymes, the barley grass from Mekan, the very, very best in the world, of course, and then taking a little bit more, trying to take these a little bit more often, having them in the evening. Sometimes I think if we can just get alkaline enough, we would just feel so much better. And then, of course, all of the different nutrients that they have in them and the chlorophyll. Kill any bug you got in there if you eat enough of it. Okay, so let's see. I need to change my view. So I'd like to hear from you guys. How's it going this week? Are you making any changes in what you're doing, and or following what we're supposed to be doing? How's it going?
Well, due to the wonderful comments of the people on this call, I have learned to use my greenzymes better. I used to just kind of use them methodically, but now when I hear somebody say she just opened a package and chunked it down at a meeting because she was tired and it woke her up, it really makes me think. So when I think I'm a little low on energy and I have to run out and do something, I take some greenzymes.
All right. You know, Van, that reminds me, Kathleen, of Vance Rogers. He and Char both, and probably Denny, put them under their tongues. And that's what they have in the morning. And know that when it came out, they called them jungle. Vance called them jungle juice and told the girls that they couldn't have any. It was just for adults. And, of course, then they really wanted them, and so now they all have them under their tongue.
So they just take the grains and let them dissolve under the tongue?
Right.
Oh, what a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And Ruth, at one of these calls, you mentioned something about using them as a snack. So in the afternoons, if I get sleepy or tired, I found that I can just take some as a snack, and it gives me the energy that I need to get through the day.
I need to do that better. Well, thank you, Margaret.
And you know, I'll bet it doesn't taste all that great, your tongue, but who cares? If it helps you, that's what you ought to be doing.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I've been drinking mine in orange juice lately. I really like the orange juice that tastes like real fresh oranges. And I've been having my green zymes in the orange juice, and I really like that.
Oh!
I have been putting my green zymes only in about a quarter of a cup of water, because then I can chug them in three swallows, but now I fill up my cup with orange juice and have that with my green zymes, and I like it. I wanted to mention that I have talked to several people who use barley, the barley green juice or product, not juice, but just product, and be a juice, I guess, when you mix it with water. When people have had very, very bad disease, this is on the bottom of my disease list. I don't want to sound like I'm curing something. But they have gotten rid of that bad disease by eating greenzymes all day. And just they buy their greenzymes, even still, from Mecan now, because the company merged kind of that. Mecan merged them in or something. The doctor, Harkawara, sold that right to Mecan. And these people buy them by the case, practically. They buy 5 and 6 jars of greenzymes at a time, and then they have all these people who are using them because they help you to stay so healthy and to overcome some bad problems that you can't really overcome any other way except with a lot of chemicals.
Wow. I have heard it said on this call that you could almost just survive. You know, they're such a complete food or nutrient to the body that, you know, in a pinch, you could just almost survive on barley greenzymes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the old days, the Romans used to, that's how they used to feed their troops when they would go on ventures of war, that they did use the barley grass. The other thing, what's the one thing that you, at least I've noticed it, and I learned this a long time ago, what's the one thing you see cats and dogs do when they're sick?
Eat grass.
Exactly. And why do they eat grass? Chlorophyll.
Yeah, that chlorophyll.
And that's why, you know, if you really get into examining chlorophyll, it's a totally a powerful, Ruth happened to mention diseases, but it's a definitely beneficial to our bodies to fight things. I take my, I use my green zymes in my, put them in my, whenever I have a smoothie.
I do too.
Do you taste them when you drink your smoothie then? Does it taste?
A little bit. It all depends what else I put in the smoothie.
Uh-huh.
I like to take...
That's a good idea.
I don't like to put my fruits in my, if I use fruit, I don't like to put it in the, like strawberries or blueberries or raspberries, but what I do, I eat the fruit, but then I take the juice from the fruit and then I pour that in my smoothie, and that kind of helps it too. Plus, I also use cinnamon in my smoothie, which can pretty well much mask other flavors.
Mm-hmm. That's another good idea, because that's good for you too.
Yep.
Okay, well, we should be so healthy.
moving towards
better health. Well,
that really excites me this morning, because I almost didn't come on the call. I just thought, I just am in a time jam, and how could I miss the call? And I thought, well, I'll go on for just a little bit, and here I am. I'm tickled to death I'm here. Some of the best time I spend today.
Well, thank you. Well, I enjoy it. It's a good thing to get me up early and get me going, and I don't like to waste any of the day in the morning. It's my favorite time of the day, and so I enjoy spending it with you guys. So it's time for us to go fix our smoothie and get ourselves off for the day, and look forward to tomorrow when it will be Monty's turn to present and to talk, lead our discussion, and he's got a special thing. I've got your slide all made with a topic that you requested, Monty. So it's not fancy, but it's there, and so it'll be ready for you.
Thank you.
I didn't have a picture of the brain. I couldn't figure out if you can have any more clues about something that I do not know what you're talking about. So I couldn't make a picture. So if you want to call me and tell me anything that maybe I can look for, or if you want to look and on Bing, that my favorite clip art is Bing. B is in boy, I-N-G, and that's my clip art where I get most of my clip art. So you see something on there that under brain that is a picture that you'd like to have, either send it to me or call me and tell me, and I'll get where I can find it, and then I'll do that. So
I'll do my best.
It'll be an interesting to call tomorrow, you guys, so be here tomorrow. Have a great health style day, and be healthy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You be healthy, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.